Dynasty Radio, 1382.
We gotta bless this function before we get things jumping. Invoking our ancestors in all the great loved ones we love. Fill up my cup, yeah. Gonna pour out some vinegar and call on the great ones for them to be with us. We got the spirit so high. It's a celebration. You got me feeling so nice. When we pour a libation, I go, amen. I go, amen. I'm calling out. And what's up? Call them out. We die. Call them out. Malcolm X. Call them out. Take it with pride. Can I proceed? Open the way. To tell the truth, I shed. Martin King, I shed. Harry and Tubman, I shed. And Drew Ali, I shed. We respect your knowledge, and we seek your wisdom. We invoke your presence to protect and guide. We got the spirit so high in this celebration. And you can
understand you by and by. and keep on wishing. Remember your dream is your only king, so keep on pushing. Take nothing less than the supreme best. Do not obey rumors people say, but you can pass the test. Just move on up to a greater day. With just a little of faith, if you put your mind to it, you can surely do it.
Hello, family. This is Paula Massey. Good evening. This is Dynasty Radio 1382, the revolutionary radio for revolutionary people. This is the live call-in talk show. So if you want to call in and talk to me, leave a comment or have something to say, just dial 646-716-7572. Press the number one. It will put you in queue. Once again, I want to say hello. Today, we're going to be talking about like I always talk about, I talk about homeschool, right? And I always talk about educating our young people. I want to share something with you that happened to me on this week. And it's just letting me know that it's important that we take the time to think about what we're doing with our children when it comes to educating them. I got a call, was it last Tuesday? I was at a meeting, and one of my friends was at another meeting, and our assemblyman, Rudy Salas, was there. And afterwards, one of his representatives came over to my friend Carolyn and asked her and told her that there was a young man who was going into the eighth grade, and he had had a tutor for like 3 weeks. But and they needed somebody to tutor this young man. So Carolyn told me about it, and I went over to Rudy Salas' office yesterday and spoke with one of his workers, representatives of his office. And I found out that this young man, a young black boy, going into eighth grade, went to a football camp and saw this young man, Damian Douglas, who used to be a professional football player, who now works for this assembly. He's a field representative, says, you know what, I'm going to the eighth grade. I can't read. I don't know my math. And they keep passing me. I need help. So when he told me that story, and this young man and his siblings are living with their grandmother, an older woman, I'm like, okay. This is it. We have to do something. When our young men and our young women are coming forth saying and knowing that they need help, and they're not just happy about being passed on because it won't be long before they're out of high school, and that's what they want to do is get out of high school so they can do whatever. But this young man saying, I need some help. It let me know that I have a responsibility to my community and also to this young man and his grandparents and also to his other siblings. And right now, at this point, I was in the process of trying to open up a literacy program to our students who are having struggles, because I find that when our students are in school and they're having problems, they're having issues, if they don't do what they're supposed to do in the class or the teacher starts calling on them, they'll feel like they're being picked on. And then what happens? Then they start acting up. Okay, and then what happens next? Then they go to this, what we call is an alternative school. We call it community school. And I've been over at that community school before. And what happens with that community school is that when I walk in there, it's, you walk through a place and it has, you walk through here and it has, you know, the little gates that you go through, what do you call it? Oh, like you go to the airport, they got to check you and make sure you don't have any guns or weapons or anything that's not supposed to be in that school. So that's what our children are going to do, and they have it even for smaller children. I'm not sure whether they have that for when you go through the gates, but I tell you what, I don't want to see any of our children have to go to a community school, because basically what you're doing, you're dumbing down their education. They're not getting the work that they need to do. They're just there learning bad behaviors. Basically, that's what they're doing. And it's a holding tank for when they get in trouble. Now they know how to go and sit in juvenile hall And once they sit in juvenile hall and they get out of that, now it's time for jail, and then it's time for prison, okay? So basically, you know, we as a family, we have to think about what's going on in our community. And when you see our young brothers and sisters that are struggling, step up to the plate. If you can't step up to the plate, find somebody in your community who looks like you, thinks like you, and want to see the same results in our young people as you do, and call on them. Let them know it's time out for not sharing what we have. For the past few weeks, I've had a brother, Samari Kamari, on our show from the Kamari Academy. He was here talking about his curriculum. And then last week I had Moya Ojariji from Inner Child Artistry. She was talking about the preschool that her and her husband opened up. And these are all Afrocentric. And when I was just listening online a little while ago to Brother Kamari, he was talking about how, you know, why did he start this Afrocentric school and why was it important for him to have Afrocentric curriculum? And then on top of that, he was saying that there were other people all over the country that was doing this, but no one wanted to share. We have to stop that, family, okay? Nobody's stealing. We're just trying to educate our brothers and sisters, our young people, okay? We need to educate them. If you look at the TV, if you look at the news, even if you're on Facebook, getting your news on Facebook or wherever you're getting your news, and you see how our brothers and our sisters and what they're putting on them, these brothers wearing platforms, they're wearing skirts, they're wearing their nails all done. Come on now. There's something that we have to do. Our sisters are starting to sag their pants because they don't have an identity. They're trying to find out who they are. And if we don't step up to the plate and instruct them in who they are and encourage them to be who they are, not what people have put on them to be, then, you know, we're in a sad state. It says a lot about us as adults who have the opportunity to do this. Well, anyway, today I have a guest on my show today, and it's from the Harambe Connection Network. And somebody had posted this on my page. I think it was Empress T had posted their connection on my Facebook page, and it talked about a scholarship program that they're working on. And I went on their site, and I saw a lot of things that they're doing. And I read what this was all about, but, you know, I'm not going to do this justice if I talk about it. So I asked my brother to come on with me, and I look like I have three of us on today, and I'm going to ask my sister Kenya to go ahead and unmute everybody, and we're just going to have a frank conversation about what's going on at the Harambe Connection, and I want to welcome you all to the Education of the Miseducated System. Thank you for joining me today. And I want each one of you to introduce yourself.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Beautiful, beautiful. Tepe greetings. My name is Brother Amin Sef, and I'm co-founder of Harambe Connection and guardian director of the Harambe Connection Media Network. And we're glad to be on tonight, and I do believe two of the other team members should be on the line as well, and we're glad to be here, and I really appreciate what I've heard you sharing already in regards to your broadcast and what you're doing here tonight. So, you know, it'd be a privilege to be here, and I'm glad for the opportunity.
Okay, I see that we have
right.
Area code 510 on.
Yeah, that's Brother correct. Marcolisi. Brother Marcolisi here. I'm co-director, co-manager, whatever the title might be, the Harambe Connection Media Network, and working with Brother Amin Sef. And if you say there's three on here, probably Sister Ina Njideka.
Yep. All right.
Okay, introduce yourself. Is the third one on?
Maybe she's not. I don't know.
Hopefully. That should be from a 317 area code if you do have it.
I do see, there was somebody from area code 216. I'm not sure who that was. But we have 805, area code 805 and 510 on. So I'm glad you guys are on. So maybe somebody else will be on soon. Okay, great.
Well, we're glad to be here.
Great, great. Well, like I said, I got this post on my Facebook page, and it talks about a scholarship, a Rami Connection Network scholarship. Can you tell me a little bit about the scholarship and what we're doing? And then we're going to get more into what you do at Harambe Connection, okay?
Fair enough. Well, right, again, right to it. The Harambe Connection Network Scholarship has been established, and it's a groundbreaking opportunity to really bridge the gap between the educational needs and the parents, families, cooperatives, homeschoolers that have a need to make a connection to whether it be online classes, curriculum, and or resources. We've had the opportunity, you know, for quite a while to communicate with many folks that are, and also participate in a homeschool cooperative. And it seems to be a need that when it comes time to getting African-centered education and a direct connection to the source of curriculum that's needed. You mentioned Dr. Samari Kamari, the Kamali Academy, and the curriculum that he's provided for his African-centered curriculum. You know, we have a great need throughout the community for that. And what we have decided to do is bridge that gap between the families, students, cooperatives, homeschoolers, free schoolers, to be able to make a connection, an appropriate connection, to a lot of these online schools. We have a listing of schools there on our website and provided a number of online schools to start with right now that have curriculum that's ongoing throughout the year. And some are ongoing throughout the year continually, and then we have a lot of that are starting up here for the fall semester. And what the scholarship is intending to do is give folks who have a need that say, well, I have more than one child and I can't really afford some of these classes. This is something that's great. I want this information. I want to connect to the resource. But I may have a need because I have two, three students and, you know, children in my family, and we need to make a proper connection. Or I don't know where to connect and how do we connect. So we've tried to put together some online schools, have put together online schools that as education providers have been doing this work for quite a while. And they made themselves available to participate in this scholarship. And they would now open up their or extend their services to the community and those who would possibly participate in the scholarship to apply and get the opportunity to connect with them. And if they're awarded based on, you know, the needs that folks are reaching out for, what they're desiring, you know, our connection team, our network team would, you know, go through these scholarship applications and see who has a need, you know, more so than the other. And we have been receiving donations for this and going to make it available to a number of families and give that opportunity so that folks would have that less of a burden, whether it be financially or just making the appropriate connection to some online resources so that they could get that type of education platform that they need. So that's what the scholarship in general is about. And what we have, I can, if you want, I have a list of educational providers here that we have and so on. But, you know, that's the, right now the online or the setup for this online presentation as it is through the Harambe Connection Media Network.
So basically, when we talk about the scholarship, and one thing that I thought about when I first heard it about the scholarship, I'm thinking finances. So
correct.
is this money that will go to these families that are in need, or are you just providing opportunities for these other organizations to give curriculum, Afrocentric curriculum?
Good question. Now, what it is, go ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, yeah, the funds are not going to families. The funds are going to the education providers, to the schools, to the institutions. You know, they're the fee, and they're generally not very, very large, but we know that so many of our folks is, you know, are struggling from day to day just to be able to eat and keep a roof over their head. If we look at statistics on poverty in the African community, and so if a family, if the students, their parents, you know, this is some consciousness, some education, some exposure that we need, that my son, my daughter needs, and we'd like for him or her to avail themselves of this. But, you know, we can't afford it. So apply for the scholarship, and if it's determined that your situation, your family, needs it. Of course, there's so many that need it. Needs it more than the funds will be forwarded to the institution, to the education provider, and so that this child, these children, can enroll and take advantage of the presentation that's being made through the education provider. And you know, the money, finances won't be an issue that keeps them out of it.
Okay, that sounds good. I see that we have area code 317 on. Please give us your name and tell me and how are you connected with the Harambe Connection.
Okay, so can you all hear me now?
Oh, yes. I can hear you.
Loud and clear.
Okay, that's beautiful. Hotep and greetings. Sister Paula, this is Sister in Jadeka Kamo. And greetings to you. This is the first time I think I've met you. I'm part of the administrative team for Harambe Connection Network. I'm also one of the providers, broadcast providers. I co-host a show with Brother Amensef, Abibi Fahorie Sua, which is geared just like your show. We are focused solely on speaking on all of the issues of independent African educational matters. And I'm also the guardian director of an online co-op classes, / somewhat like a school. It's called Fauhonie Shua. We are geared towards African-centered families and presenting quality classes for students of all ages. So that's who I am, and glad to be here. Medasi.
Wow, that sounds great. Thank you for being a part of this. When you talk about those co-op classes, we're going to talk about that a little bit. You know, only have an hour show, but there's so much that you guys are offering that I'm just excited. I'm sitting here, I'm just excited. So anyway, so basically, yeah. So tell me a little bit. We got the scholarship, and that's something that audience, if you're listening, you want to be a part of this. You want to go to this site, and you want to apply. You really want to apply because you don't have much time. You don't have much time to apply. And I think it's August. What is the deadline? August what?
17th.
August 17th. So you don't have very much time. So, you know, just do it. You know, don't put it off. Don't say, well, I'll do that tomorrow. Or then tomorrow comes and then you'll do it the next day. If you got the time, do it now. Yeah, you don't want to miss it. Especially if you want to educate your child and you want the help that you need to provide the Afrocentric education. So now we got that out of the way. Tell me a little bit about some of the things that Harambe Connection does.
Okay, I'm glad to. And before I just do that, you know, in regards to those who would be considering applying for the scholarship, you know, if you go over there to harambeconnection.net and you visit the section that's called HC Network Scholarship, there's an online application. So you have the opportunity of downloading it. But as long as you start the process and do it, it's an online application there. You can fill it out right there and send in the information. We'll have the information and you can get started. So, you know, it's all about starting the process and making that happen, okay? And that's for those of you looking to get involved on that and make that connection. And it's really a great opportunity. And I'm sure anytime you're going to get something where somebody is making something available to you for free, I'm sure you want to take advantage of it. So, you know, do your best and go out there and do that. And
there's another side of this coin that must not be overlooked. We're still requesting, pursuing contributions to the scholarship fund.
That's
and,
right.
At Harambe, we have a PayPal account, Harambe Connection, all one word, harambeconnection.network@gmail.com, and or to our GoFundMe account at www.gofundme.com. Well, maybe it's easier to go to the Harambe Connection PayPal.
Yeah, you can find that also on harambeconnection.net. Once they visit the AC Network Scholarship link, there's a section that says donations and contributions, and that also provides you with the PayPal or the GoFundMe account information.
Yeah, I do see that right now. I just went on your site, and I do see donations and contributions. And I think that would be an easy way for anybody to support that. And we really do need your support. Come on now.
Correct.
Come on, family.
Yeah.
Let's do
that's
this.
Right.
Let's
that's
do
right.
this, because this is a way that you can get information, you can get the help that you need for a little something. And grandparents, some people that you know, if you don't have children that you're working with, but you know that this is a
definitely.
worthwhile thing, let's do this, okay? Let's really go
that's
ahead
right.
and support this. Yeah.
And to let folks know, this is also from elementary right through to adults. So there's no, you know, a lot of times people hear scholarship, they think it's just for higher education and higher grade levels, but this is for anybody that's involving an elementary level. And I think the youngest age in the elementary is seven years old in some of the different institutions, and it goes to middle school, high school, young adults, and even parent classes as well. So there's no limitations on who can apply. It's just for you to actually go ahead and do it and get it done and take part of this. All right.
Sounds wonderful. Sounds wonderful.
Some of what we do. Well, also visiting HarambeConnection.net, you will find there's a number of things that we're part of. We used to broadcast originally on Blog Talk Radio. That's the Harambe Connection. AC Live and Direct was our show over there. And we had, just in the same way we have done so, and we just discussed about the educational aspect, we really felt the need to have to do something on an independent level and really create a platform of our own. And we have done so, and we left Blog Talk for quite a while, and we've been communicating on a couple other platforms. And then within a little over a year, we just came to the point where we established our own broadcast platform. And in doing so, we maintained the HC Live and Direct broadcast show, and also extended, because we were doing that, which was covering a wealth of information. We're covering from educational, because we did focus quite a bit on the educational, philosophical discussions, community news updates, information. We had a broadcast that was making some international connections with folks throughout the diaspora, and special broadcasts continually. And we felt the need to extend the voices of that of those presentations and establish a media network team, the Harambe Connection Media Network team. You heard Ina Njideka reference that, and mentioning that we broadcast one of those shows. We have a number of shows there that visiting that site, you will see there's a list of broadcasters, content providers. We have the HC Live and Direct. We have a Sacred Alchemy of Myrrh, which is a broadcast dealing and focusing on families, building strong family relations and communication. The Bibi Fahodie Sua broadcast, which focuses on education, learning, and the liberation aspect of our process and our learning and what we're doing. And then the Healing Across the Dimensions is a platform that comes on for Tuesdays that really gives us a holistic perspective on our health care and there's the whole aspect of how we are looking at ourselves and really focusing on our healing, as it says in the broadcast, healing across the dimensions, taking a holistic approach. And then we have the voice of the Pan-African Unity Movement giving us connections from the diaspora, from the continent, throughout the diaspora, right here where we are, making a very great contribution towards the Pan-African conversation. So, you know, just from our broadcasting aspects, we are covering quite a bit, and we have extended the platform to multiple broadcasters, and there's even more joining us within that network platform. And we even invite that and extend that invitation to you, Paul, is to be a part of what we're doing and just to be a part of the family. We have others that are connecting with us, not just as broadcasters, but contributors in many other platforms. We have a online newsletter where folks have contributed writings of their own. And then we have the network forum, which is a community that's established to really became part of one to extend the communication that we do through our broadcast, but then to have more of a place where we can come together and discuss some of our affairs and really communicate more. We talk about the need to do things to get away from platforms controlled by others. We complain sometimes about problems and issues, but we do not provide enough of the outlets and the answers of our own. And this is what we've done through many of the avenues that we presented through the Harambe Connection Media Network. So through our broadcasting, through a network forum where you can become a part of a family and get away from the Facebook and some of the other things and the worrying of having being monitored, but having the opportunity to connect and really communicate more direct and personal and not where you monitor by outside means and really have the opportunity to be a part of a close-knit family. Then we have our scholarship program that's going and quite a bit more. So that's just a kind of nutshell of some of what we've been doing for quite a while now.
Well, that sounds wonderful. You know, I want to go ahead and touch bases on this, the co-op classes, sister. Can you just tell me a little bit?
Yes.
Let me tell you why I'm talking about this. A few months ago, and I bring it up every now and then, I talk to families who feel like they're not able to homeschool their children because they're working. They have to work, maybe single parent, single dad, whoever. So I talk to them about putting together a co-op of people that look like them, think like them, want the same things for their children, and to doing and starting off as preschool, because a lot of times when we put our babies in these preschools, these public preschools, they're picking up all kind of spirit, they're picking up all kind of mess, and then you come home, your child come home from preschool, and they haul off and slap you until you know, and then you wonder where my child gets that from. Well, it's where they were 9 hours out of that day. And that's what they come home because they see other children doing it. But I talked to them about doing co-op classes with other parents and other groups to educate their children at that starting at that young age. So I want you to talk to me a little bit about your co-op classes. What do your co-op classes look like?
Okay, Sister Paula. First of all, I did not hear Brother Amunsef mention about the Harambe Connection, his whole media network in terms of providing videography, photography at different events. We all just came from Liberated Minds Black Homeschool and Educational Expo in Atlanta, and I witnessed top professionals, doing some great works, recording our history, in, you know, just a beautiful way. So I wanted to definitely mention that because they are very professional in what they do in regards to capturing our history, our story. Okay,
now,
brother.
Was that the expo in Atlanta, Georgia?
Oh yeah.
That happened in July.
Oh yes,
yeah.
Ma'am. Oh yes, that was awesome. That was awesome.
I know it was. Oh wow.
Quite a bit of networking. Okay.
Yeah.
So there are many of us. I've discovered there are many of us who are isolated, feel like they're isolated. I live in Indiana. There are not that many like-minded families who think like me, centered Abibi Fahodi, African liberation, sovereign centered. And definitely, there is no question in our minds that we have to separate from the matrix educational pedagogy. And so it was just a matter of connecting with other families. I tried to do that, sister, here locally. And we did have a local co-op that lasted for about 3 years. But due to incongruent, and that's so important for any group, whether it's an educational co-op or otherwise, to establish your worldviews, establish your base values right up front, just be very honest about that so that down the road everybody is clear and that won't be the issue. That won't be the main. Maybe there might be other things, but it seems like once you've got that foundational core value system covered by all pivotal members, then it's like with any other relationship, we can work it out. So it went from local to looking for other families anywhere else in the nation, in the U.S. and abroad that were doing things because I knew the internet. I knew the internet could connect this. I just wasn't quite sure. So I'll just skip to what I'm doing now. For 3 years, I have been running the Fahodi Eshua co-op classes. it's a little bit different than a school because, like you were talking about, Sister, in regards to bringing families together. We bring families together, but I also bring African-centered, independent educators, you know, to a home base to teach our children. There is no centralized curriculum. However, I do have standards that I hold for all of the Walimu and the families to have before they get into this type of endeavor, because you may be your feelings might get hurt, or you may be shocked, or you're just not ready for just very straight up hardcore, just raw separatist, very pro-African, sovereign-centered education, whether it's through the Walimu, who are our instructors, or our very, very dynamic mamas and babas, who are the leaders in their own home. We're a co-op that considers ourselves, we assist a system, an education, a home-based system. We actually assist other co-ops and other school systems too, independent school system. We provide classes that assist your usually already established educational base. We provide really unique, like I said, African-centered, pivotal classes that will make a difference in things such as character building, you know, very, very fundamental character building, as well as certain skills. You know, of course, we do try to invite instructors to teach the basics, such as math and grammar. We've had several creative writing classes. We've had multiple art, very, very beautiful art classes. Science and all of that, but they all come with that unique perspective. And the instructors have a sense of, they have a good sense of bringing their Kaumba into their classes. They just, you know, I established a particular core of things that I'm expecting, and then they go for what they know. And I'm going to tell you, those classes in the past and the ones that are coming up in September, our first class is September 20th, our fall session classes, they've always been really, really outstanding, sisters. So that's kind of a nutshell of who we are, and in general, a little say-so about co-op classes or cooperatives, you know, families getting together and making it happen.
Okay. You mentioned a home-based program. Is that something where, when you say home-based, what do you mean when you say home-based?
Right. So there's different venues in which our people have, you know, gone to make it happen for the children. So home-based would be basically homeschooling.
Okay.
Homeschooling, you have a nuclear family running their homeschool, but there's a lot of so-called homeschools, as you know, that invite other people's children in. Sometimes they do that to skip all of the state laws and, you know, they don't want to be called a school. So they'll just, you know, keep it quiet and educate each other's children out of their home. So technically, from our perspective, that's homeschooling. Yes, ma'am.
Right. Okay, great. And, you know, I like what you're doing. And you said that you're in Indianapolis, right?
I am.
And we have someone on the line. We have them from Virginia. And where is the other person from?
Well,
area code 510.
My 510 number is showing up. I'm originally from Oakland, California, but I live in Virginia now. And I just, when I moved to Virginia, I kept my, my cell phone, I kept my California number. So,
That's why that 510 looks so familiar to me, because I'm over here.
Yeah.
I'm in the Central Valley in California, so I'm like, 510, that looks familiar. You know what?
Yeah,
you know what we need here in California, so I don't even need to go there. You know that we need a lot of help. And I see that, you know, everybody is from different areas, and I'm just, now how far does your program spread out across the country, across the corporation?
Which program are you talking about now?
Your, the whole, AC
Media Network?
Yes.
Well, you know, AC Media Network is available all over the world, you know, just like Blog Talk is, so we reach people all over the world, you know, the homeschooling aspect. You know, with homeschooling, it's reported that the African population, black population in the U.S. is the fastest growing demographic in terms of homeschooling. That means more and more of our people are waking up to the fact that, you know, this public school is not doing the job. It's mm-hmm. doing the job on us, but it's not doing what we need. And, you know, the public school just publishes year after year. Their record just shares, We're failing you as a people. We're failing your children, your sons, and even increasingly your daughters can't read at you know, certain grade levels. And so black families are waking up to that and making the move that we've got to educate our own. Whether they take over completely and homeschool or have networks of families that work together to do the whole educational enterprise for their children, for their family, ultimately for their people, or, you know, it may be a supplement. Well, you know, we're going to still let you go to public school and learn certain things, but we're going to do more than that. When you get home in the evening, there's some things that you're going to need to study. Or when you're on the weekends, like the Black Star Project in Chicago, they have, you know, Saturday universities, Sunday universities, that we've got to take charge to educate our children, to develop their hearts, their souls, their consciousness, their values, so that they can be useful to themselves. They can be useful to us as a people in times to come. Because you know, there's just in the public school, there's just so much stuff going on that if they're geniuses, they'll take that genius and direct it in a way that they won't want to be African. They won't want to be who they are. And if they're not, they'll just want to hang out and have a party and have fun and, you know, get into trouble, make trouble, have trouble imposed on them. So,
exactly.
Folks are increasingly, you know, moving out of that. And so, you know, that's what the Liberated Minds Expo in Atlanta, Liberated Minds, Black Homeschooling. People coming from all over the country to come together to share information, share successes, share challenges, ideas about how to do things better, get new curriculum material, and so this is, you know, I think the fourth year that the expo has happened, and it's you know, going to continue to happen, and new people, you know, last year was our first year being there. This year there were some of those that were there last year, plus new people that weren't there before. And we expect, you know, that's going to continue to happen because our people are waking up. And it's not an easy job. It certainly is not easy. But, you know, our liberation has never been an easy struggle. And if we don't apply ourselves, then it won't happen. If we don't apply ourselves, because we know the enemy, the traducers, the insane people never stop. They never stop. And if they do, what appears to be stopped, their computers are working all the time, analyzing, evaluating. How can we destroy the black folks' spirit?
Exactly.
We have to do the job.
You know, you're absolutely right. And what you said a little while ago about that, you know, even if you feel like this is where you think your child needs to be because of whatever the circumstances, you have to have them in the public school. When they get home, there's other work to be done. And the weekend, and I've been talking about that for a while, so I appreciate you saying that because it's just confirming what I've been saying. You know, if that's what you have to do. And also I tell the families, they get involved. If your child is in that public school, you need to be up there. You need to know what's going on. You need to know the books that they're reading. You need
absolutely.
To probably even be on the school board, okay?
Absolutely.
So you get a couple of you guys on the school board, then y'all have a vote. Y'all have something to say about what's going on.
Now, and I'm monopolizing, but I was really inspired by an article that was in this magazine published by the Expo, the Homeschool Expo, the Black Liberated Minds Expo. Sister in Atlanta, Queen Thais, is the main driving force for that expo. But there was an article in there that talks about something that the Chinese government did years ago when they send a number of their students to the U.S. to get education. And they had a mission that they were going to get this education in the various fields, technical fields, medicine, and so forth. And when they get their training, they were going to come back home and be of service to their people, be of service to their nation. But they discovered, you know, a couple of years into the program, these Chinese students started changing their dress. They started changing their hairstyle. They wanted to look more American. They started changing their names even. And so they had to, you know, terminate that program. No, y'all come back home because this is not working. So there's a lesson in there for us that if we're going to be African people, we're going to have that kind of consciousness, that kind of drive, that determination in that direction. We need to know these institutions that we're sending our children to day in and day out. Like Brother Malcolm said, only a fool will trust his enemy to teach his children. So if we're sending our children and we know that, you know, there's an African direction and value system that we want them to embrace and to represent and to build on. If we're not providing the direction, the consciousness, the education, the spirit, then it's not happening. It's not happening. They'll be confused. Right. And as our scholars have told us, if you don't understand white supremacy, everything else will confuse you. So,
right.
So we are supportive of, you know, black homeschooling, whatever form it might take, especially, though, that has that African-centered component to it, that consciousness.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking as we were talking a little bit earlier, when the brother said that he was originally from Oakland, I did a show for the last couple of weeks on there's a school district in Oakland, California, and what they're doing is it Redwood Elementary School District? I'm not sure exactly what it is, but anyway, they're teaching a class called Gender Diversity.
Hmm.
And somebody had posted that. So I began doing some research on that. Now, I'm not talking about gender identity, but gender diversity. And when you look at the word gender is what you perceive yourself to be, not who you were born, okay? And it's so crazy because as I began researching, and these are the things that are going on in our schools, the parents don't know what's going on.
And they're
school. Teaching this to kindergarten all the way up to junior high. And basically, they have fourth graders in the class. Well, I'm thinking back to when I was in fourth grade. My whole thing was, I am no longer in third grade. I lived in New York. I don't have to catch the bus to school. I can walk with the big kids. I'm growing up. My whole thing was like, I'm getting older. I'm going to be a teenager soon. I'm fourth grade. So now I'm thinking all this stuff that how I was thinking when I was in fourth grade. And now you're going to introduce to me that,
maybe you're not
the gender diversity thing, that it's okay if I'm a girl to think that I'm a boy, or I'm a boy, it's okay to think that I'm a girl. And then you're going to start the lesson out when you talk about dolphins, you're talking about animals, you're talking about the things that these young kids love. And then you're going to turn around and have a guy who's teaching it and has a word across his back says family, and then he says it's okay to be like this, or it's okay to be like this, or even like me. Then I just fell out of my chair. Oakland. Now, the school that they were at in Oakland was a very affluent school and a very affluent district and a very affluent community where the medium housing cost was $533,000. So, you know, they're not, and the school is making their APA. They're making all of their grades, and they're doing, nobody's breathing down their back. But what about Oakland on the other side of the bridge,
side of Oakland? There's a school in Oakland called Ile Omote. It goes preschool through eighth grade. That's doing astounding, outstanding, miraculous almost work that I'm affiliated with. I can start talking about Ile Omote, but Ile Omote is producing young scholars. you know, in elementary grades, they're required to write books. Classes get together and write books and publish them, and they're learning. You know, every student in the school has a computer. They're learning how to program computers, not just get on there and play games. They're going. Eighth graders are going to community college and taking advanced algebra courses and blowing adults away. And they're doing that in you know, Incluso Saba is part of the, you know, curriculum in kindergarten. So, you know, there's another side of what's going on in Oakland that I'm
grateful for that. I am so grateful for that happening. But see, we don't hear that part. And that's, you know, and I like looking at, I mean, I go to my Facebook page. I'm not all day on there. But I know that people post on the education of the miseducated system, and I get information like I got your information, and I love the positive information that I get, but also I get the information that's not so positive that lets me know this is what's going on in this town. But I wish that, you know, I don't know, I think that if we had some kind of database that showed all of the Afrocentric schools, and I've done that and I've looked before, but a lot of them are not functioning anymore. But I'm talking about a functioning database that where we can look and we can have people, or where I could refer people, or where I could have, if somebody's close to my area, I could have them on the show and refer young people to their schools instead of our young boys and our young girls going over here to this community school because they can't read.
I could definitely say that very shortly there is going to be one. Because I'm working with, as you heard, mentioned already, Queen Tyson, Atlanta, that has sponsored and directed the Liberated Minds Black Homeschool and Education Expo, and working with her on a website, and she is doing just that. She has a list already set up with active schools and the connection to them, and we'd be releasing that pretty soon. So that's something that will be made available. Once it is, we'll be posting it on our site as well as having a link to what they're doing. And that website will be separate from the one that has been posted for the expo. So if you keep in touch with us or we keep in touch with you, you'll be able to have that list pretty soon. And she's setting up a database as including the links to the schools. And they're active. It's not just putting out names. These are people that she's researched and went into to find that these are active and ongoing schools, whether they're online, if it's brick and mortar schools, folks that people could connect to in different regions, and there's a regional aspect that's included with that. So there is something being done where that's concerned. So it's the communication helps us to make these points of contact as you're doing here on the broadcast, and really reaching out and letting people know that these things are there, they are available, and this is why we need to communicate even more one with the other. So that we know that we're not in this alone, and we're not just doing something, or where do we find this information and these resources? And that's sort of why we did what we did with the scholarship program, to make that connection for folks to get involved and get connected with some schools that they may have known about or may not even know about that exists, that regardless of where they are, they have an opportunity to connect to. They could be in Oregon, and they could still attain these classes, or they could be in Florida or Texas or California, New York. It doesn't matter where you are, and even not just nationally, but also internationally, can connect to these online courses. So that's what's very important for folks to make these connections. Is there available to them for you to be a part of? And we have to, you know, counter that mess that's of all that negativity that has misguided and miseducated our folks, our families. Our youth, if we hear the situation, only a fool would send their child to the enemy to be educated. Well, if we want to be rid ourselves of that foolishness, then we have to provide the solutions. And we encourage you, the listening audience, to be a part of the solution and continue to support broadcasts like what Sister Paul is doing here. And then as well, you know, with this opportunity like this, you may not have somebody going to school or have that need. But you can sponsor, you can donate, you can be a part of it just the same way and make it happen. And that's why we encourage you to connect with what we're doing on our site, harambeconnection.net. Make some contributions, because this is not just going on for the fall. We're going to be doing this continually. This is started right now for the fall semester. The classes are registering right now, or going to be registering. within the next couple of weeks. That's why we set the deadline. But the donations and contributions help to make it happen. And as this fall semester goes on, we're going to have another drive going on for the winter and spring sessions, and then also alternative programs as well. So this is not just a one-time deal, but we're looking to really increase this and make this something where, you know, we can all be proud of and say, you know, we've countered that pipeline to prison system. We found a way out of it, and we made a difference. We countered that fourth-grade failure syndrome. We countered the need for saying that we have to correct this miseducation. We connected our students, our families with appropriate sources of African-centered curriculum material and approaches and philosophies. And it's up to us to be reborn Africans if we're really true to, if we truly want to be, and as if we're aspiring to do so. So the opportunity is there for you to do that, and we do appreciate the time to even introduce these things and be a part of this presentation as well.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the show today, and I do want to have one last word, is that I'm online right now, and I'm at your the HC Media Network, and so it's the HarambeConnection.net. And Harambe means let's pull together. We have to pull ourselves together. So you have on this page here, if they want to connect, contact with you, they put their information down on this form and add your email address if you want to keep informed with up-to-date events, news, promotions, and that's what we want to do. We want to keep in connection with you, pulling ourselves together. And I want to thank you all for being on my show today. I enjoyed what you had to say. Man, a wealth of information, and I thank you for doing what you do for our people.
Thank you. Appreciate you doing what you're doing.
Yes, we appreciate you doing what you're doing as well, because from what little we heard before you introduced us, it sounds very great, so we thank you as well.
Thank you very much, and you have a wonderful evening, and I'm going to be signing off. I got one more minute. I'm going to be signing off, and y'all have a wonderful evening. This is Paula Massey with the Education of the Miseducated System. I want to thank my family for listening in. I want to thank the HC Media Network for coming on board today and sharing it with us, the scholarship and the things that they're doing in our nation and all over the world, and the things that they're going to be doing. So I'm asking you as family, if you have it, go ahead and support them. It's that little thing. It's that little money that adds up. It adds up. So however you can support through PayPal or the other areas where you can support them, let's do this. Let's support our brothers and sisters so there'll be more people that can benefit from this program, from this scholarship. Okay. So I want to thank you for listening today, and you all have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And I'll see you next week. So go to the GoFundMe or go to PayPal, and have a good evening. Thank you.